This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, June 13th, God's word for you today is, when you come. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 27, verse 7 to 8, and it says, Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious and compassionate to me, and answer me. When you said, Seek my face, in prayer, require my presence as your greatest need. My heart said to you, Your face, O Lord, I will seek, on the authority of your word. To have power with God and man, the first thing is, you have to learn to pray by yourself, without relying on someone else to pray for you. The second thing is, you have to pray to your Heavenly Father and not to anyone else. To have power with God and man, the third thing is, you have to pray in the name of Jesus. John 16 verse 23 says, On that day you will ask nothing of me. Very truly, I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. In church, when people want to get things done, I have heard them say, Pastor said, you should carry this chair from here to there. So the person will carry the chair very diligently. So I call them and say, But I was not the one that said he should carry it, or I did not tell you to tell the person I said he or she should do it. However, people are just people, and because they want to get things done quickly, they will append pastor's name to things. It is the nature of how things work. When people use a name with influence, things happen. Guess what? In heaven, the name of Jesus has influence. And when you come in the name of Jesus, they carry the chairs. Of course, you know that you cannot use Pastor said there. They will not listen to you. There is only one blood that matters, the blood of Jesus. Acts 4 verse 10 says, Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. Sickness, listen to his name. Death and diseases, listen and bow to the name of Jesus. However, it is not only bad things that respond to the name of Jesus. Good things also respond to the name of Jesus. Promotion responds to the name of Jesus. Even the Father responds to the name of Jesus. When you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, he responds. To have power with God and man, the fourth thing is you have to confess your sins. 1 John 1 verse 8 to 9 says, If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To approach God without the acknowledgement of sin is a mistake. I am not talking about going to the extreme of living with sin consciousness or becoming antinomian. The Bible says to say you have no sin is to deceive yourself and the truth is not in you. We need to spot check and confess our sins if we want to have power with God. To have power with God and man, the fifth thing is you have to abide in him and let his words abide in you. John 15 verse 7 says, But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. Do you want power with God? Do you want power, influence in heaven and in spiritual things? You must abide in God and let his word abide in you. Let us pray. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Please show me mercy because of your unfailing love. Forgive my sins and put me in complete alignment with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.